From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government is working together with private companies to cater to a surge in the demand for medical oxygen on account of recent spike in COVID-19 cases. President Joko Widodo noted after observing PT Anika Gas Industri Samator in Cakung, East Jakarta, on Friday, that the government continues to work hard to meet the national demand for oxygen. The government has cooperated with the domestic industries to secure the supply and distribution of medical oxygen for the public. The head of state noted that the upward trend in COVID-19 cases had led to a spike in the demand for oxygen. He also stated oxygen is needed for treatment of COVID-19 patients both at hospitals and isolation centers. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has confirmed that at least 2,000 additional beds have been prepared at several hospitals in Jakarta for moderately symptomatic COVID-19 patients. As quoted by Antara, Sadikin at an online press conference after attending a limited meeting on Friday explained that in total it is estimated to be 2,000 additional beds prepared for patients categorized as moderately symptomatic with COVID-19. He informed as many as 1,000 additional beds have been made available at Wisma Haji Pondok Gede Jakarta, comprising 900 general beds and 100 beds for the intensive care unit. He also informed another 300 to 500 beds have been added at the Pertamina Central Hospital and 300 beds at Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospitals. He said apart from adding beds, the ministry is also working with the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry to build field hospitals in some regions. The Office of Presidential Staff, or KSP, has sought more efficient distribution of subsidized fuel among fishermen through better communication between ministries and institutions. As reported by Antara, Deputy 1 for Infrastructure, Energy and Investment, KSP, Febri Calvin Tetelepta, in a statement issued in Jakarta on Friday, explained that KSP encourages the distribution of subsidized fuel for fishermen to be more optimal. The accuracy of recipient data needs governance breakthroughs. He added to support fishermen, the KSP needs to ensure that problems related to distribution blockage can be resolved. He pointed out the development of the maritime sector is one of the priorities of the Joko Widodo's Ma'ruf Amin government. Tourist villagers are a symbol of Indonesia's economic revival since their development would have positive impacts on the welfare of local communities. It was said by Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno during an online technical guidance and workshops of the 2021 Indonesian Tourism Village Award on Friday, as reported by Antara. Uno remarked the recent tourism trend has shown that tourist village is Indonesia's tourism future and symbol of the economic revival. The minister also said that the ministry will fully support the development of tourism villages since it creates jobs and other economic benefits to the public amid the pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has asked a Security Council to authorize additional troops for the peacekeeping missions in Mali in response to rising violence by Islamist militants. The proposed increase of 2,069 soldiers and police officers will take the authorized size of the mission, known as MINUSMA, to 17,278 uniformed personnel, the largest since it was established in 2013. Guterres made the proposal in a report to Security Council members that is dated July 15, but has not yet been released publicly. He said additional personnel were needed to respond to Islamist militants, many tied up to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, who have expanded their operation from their strongholds in the desert north into Mali centers and neighboring countries. At least 120 people have died and hundreds more in Western Europe are unaccounted for after some of the worst flooding in decades. As stated by BBC.com, record rainfall caused rivers to burst their banks, devastating the region. In Germany, where the death toll now stands at over 100, Chancellor Angela Merkel called for a determined battle against climate change. At least 20 people have died in Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Switzerland are also affected. Many factors contribute to flooding, but a warming atmosphere caused by climate change makes extreme rainfall more likely. The world has already warmed by about 1.2 since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make step cuts to emissions. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has said the violence that has rocked the country was pre-planned, describing it as an assault on democracy. As reported by BBC.com, the government said the riots were sparked by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. The death toll has risen to 212, up by almost 100 since Thursday. Police officers have been protecting deliveries of food to supermarkets after days of widespread looting led to shortage. An estimated $1 billion or 720 million euros worth of stock was stolen in KwaZulu-Natal, with at least 800 retail shops looted. Ramaphosa said in a visit to KwaZulu-Natal, Zuma's home province and the epicenter of the violence, that it's quite clear that all these incidents of unrest and looting were instigated. There were people who planned it and coordinated. That was the news.
Thank you.
First news comes from Banyumas Central Java. The activities of the Indonesian military coming to the village program in Sengkuyung successfully completed. The construction of agricultural roads and open tourism opportunities in Gunung Wetan Village, Banyumas Regency Central Java. The military commander in Banyumas, Lieutenant Colonel Infantry Chandra in Purwokerto, said last Wednesday that physical activities are carried out in the form of construction of concrete rebates, culverts, and rehabilitation of uninhabitable houses. Meanwhile, non-physical activities, according to him, are carried out in the form of counseling about health and preventing the transmission of COVID-19. Lieutenant Colonel Infantry Chandra hopes that the result of the development will be able to improve the community's economy because the roads will be used for agricultural productions. Next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Officials of the East Java Regional Leadership Communication Forum dispatched dozens of door-to-door precision vaccination ambulances at the local police headquarters in Surabaya, East Java on Wednesday to accelerate the government's vaccination program. The East Java Regional Police Chief Inspector General Nico Afinta said that this program was implemented jointly by the East Java Provincial Government, the military, and police. As many as 29 ambulances were dispatched. Nico Afinta also said that the target of the program is for the people who have not been touched by the vaccination program, especially in rural areas. Last news comes from Depok, West Java. University of Indonesia vocational students managed to win 3 championship titles and came out as overall champions in an international Shabat competition called Global Shabat Competition, or GCC 2021, for digital business organized by the University of Indonesia's Vocational Education Program. Director of the University of Indonesia Vocational Education Program, Professor Sigit Pranowo Hadiwardoyo, in his statement on Tuesday, said that through an international-level competition like this, it is also possible to develop a positive image and good reputation for University of Indonesia's vocation in a bid to attract foreign partners to establish cooperation in the academic and other fields. The competition was held virtually from June 1st to July 1st, 2021, and attended by 10 campuses in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, we start today in history with the event on July 17, 2006, earthquake with 6.5 magnitude Richter scale in the southern Java Sea caused a tsunami. An earthquake with 6.8 magnitude on the Richter scale off the coast of West Java occurred on July 17, 2006. The earthquake caused a tsunami as high as 2 meters that destroyed houses on the south coast of Java and caused at least 659 casualties. The tsunami also hit villages on the southern coast of Java in Cipatuja, Tasikmalaya, Pangandaran, and Ciamis. The Indonesian Ministry of Health stated around 450 people were injured and 52,700 people lost their homes. Even 140 people were declared missing. Next event is that on July 17, 2009, bomb exploded at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta. The bomb explosion at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in the Mega Kuningan area, South Jakarta, occurred at 7:47 to to 7:57 Western Indonesian time. It was a suicide bombing incident and killed 9 people and injured more than 50 people, both Indonesian citizens and foreigners from New Zealand, Australia, and the Netherlands. This incident occurred 9 days after the election for the President and Vice President of Indonesia. Then, 2 days before the arrival of the Manchester United football team at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, they played a match with the Indonesian All-Star team on July 20, 2009. The police successfully arrested or shot dead a number of other suspected bombers, although there are still a number of wanted actors. The last event is that on July 17, 2014, Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot by a Ukrainian missile and crashed in Donetsk, Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was a scheduled international passenger flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. This Boeing 777-200ER crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border on 17th of July 2014 with 283 passengers and 15 cabin crew from many countries. The plane reportedly crashed 50 to 80 kilometers before entering Russian airspace. Initial report of Reuters stated the Ukrainian government guessed that it was shot down by a missile at an altitude of 10,000 meters. This is the second major incident for Malaysia Airlines and its 777 fleet in the last 5 months after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 lost in March 2014. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ندا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Setiap waktu, setiap malam, hatiku tenang jika mengingatmu, oh sayangku, ku butuh kamu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Chinese government provided medical assistance and vaccines to Indonesia worth $7.8 million following the surge in cases of the Delta variant of COVID-19 in Indonesia. The assistance was symbolically given by the Fujian provincial government to the ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to the People's Republics of China, Chowhari Oratmangun. The handover was held at the Indonesia-China Two Countries Twin Parks Global Investment Promotion Conference. This event was attended virtually by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, last Thursday. Citing the press release of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Investment on Thursday, in his remarks, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said, through the Secretariat of the High-Level Dialogue Mechanism, the Chinese government would send medical assistance and vaccines worth $7.8 million to Indonesia. He added that the Fujian provincial government also provided assistance with a total value of around $465,000. On that occasion, Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan expressed his gratitude and appreciation for the continued support from the Chinese government as well as institutions and companies that are ready to help Indonesia. He also said that following surge in domestic COVID-19 cases, Indonesia needs a number of medical equipment including liquid oxygens and antivirus drugs for the treatment of COVID-19. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesia and China have been jointly fighting against COVID-19. Minister Luhut also appreciated the steps taken by Chinese President Xi Jinping and Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who have secured the supply of COVID-19 vaccine for Indonesia and made Indonesia a regional vaccine production center. On that occasion, Minister Luhut said the Indonesian government would still ensure a conducive investment and business climate, especially in the two countries' twin parks industrial area. Greater support was given by the Indonesian government because, according to him, the success of the program was a common goal to be achieved by the two countries. Through the cooperation of the two countries' twin parks, Indonesia and China are committed to encouraging and promoting the development and construction of parks and interconnections between the two countries. The cooperation will cover the marine industry, food manufacturing, building materials, energy, maintenance, repair and overhaul, aviation, electronics, and other areas that have also been agreed upon. Therefore, Indonesia has prepared three industrial areas, namely Batang Industrial Park, Bintan Industrial Estates, and Aviarna Industrial Park. Meanwhile, China appointed the Yuanhong Investment Zone, located in Fujing, Fuzhou City, Fujian Province, as an industrial area for cooperation.
Tuhanku, berikanlah dia untukku, jadikanlah cinta padaku. Meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
Berikanlah dia untukku, jadikanlah Yang penting dia mulai tahu, sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Arara was office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Is one of regencies in Pantura route, which has quite strategic location as a stopover if traveling from Jakarta to Surabaya or vice versa. In the western area, it is bordered by Tegal Regency, the eastern area with Pekalongan Regency, and the southern area with Purbalingga Regency, which has its own culinary district. One of them is Lontong Dekem. Served, the lontong is dosed with coconut milk for several times, so that the lontong becomes submerged. The term submerged in the Pemalang language is dekem, so the food is called lontong dekem. Of lontong dekem consists of sliced lontong, yellow coconut milk sauce like curry, and sprinkled with coconut serundeng, which is made from grated coconut, fried until golden brown with spices, crackers, and it is added with fried onions. Lontong dekem is usually served with satay. Lontong dekem stall usually provides two types of chicken satay, namely fried and gravy satay. Fried satay is dry and it is cured, while gravy satay is satay served with coconut milk sauce and sprinkled with coconut serundeng. Besides, the crackers used to sprinkle lontong dekem are noodle crackers. Noodle crackers is one of the typical dishes from the Pantura region. The unique thing about lontong dekem is that it is given a mixture of duck meat. Taste also tends to be spicy. The spicy taste is not due to the chili, but because of the lemongrass, which is used as a spice in the lontong dekem sauce. Lontong used in lontong dekem has a soft texture and aroma of banana leaves, because it is cooked from rice wrapped in banana leaves, and cooked until it is well cooked. Which has become a specialty of Pemalang Central Java, is very delicious when it is eaten in the afternoon and evening, particularly when it is eaten warm. The price per portion of lontong dekem is about 7,000 rupiah, while satay is usually priced at 2,000 until 3,000 rupiah per skewer. If you are a culinary lover and in Pemalang Central Java, just try to eat lontong dekem. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Padamu, sekali lagi padamu, ku bawakan rindu yang kau pesan. Putu, aku di sini untukmu, sekali lagi untukmu, percayalah lagi kau gundah. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Hidup adalah tentangmu, selalu saja tentangmu. Sepertinya kau adalah candu bagiku. Kau buat aku tak mampu, selalu saja tak mampu menahan perasaanku atas dirimu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku. Getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Startup is still an industry that is seen as promising and has its own charm for most people. Especially for the younger generations who dream of owning a company that can play a major role in society. Recently, Google, the technology giant, has presented a program called Bangkit, a program designed to prepare students and young people in the country with the technology skills and certifications that are needed today. Bangkit, which is an acronym for Bangun Kualitas Manusia Indonesia, or Build the Quality of Indonesian Humans, is basically a collaborative program among the Indonesian government through the Directorate General of Higher Education, Google, and several well-known startups in the country and ranks of universities in the country, including ITB, IPB, UNPAD, ITS, and BINUS. Bangkit nurtures thousands of skilled digital talents to prepare 9 million skilled digital talents by 2030. This program is offered to students in all Indonesian universities to be able to implement the Merdeka Campus through studies to gain competence in the fields of machine learning, mobile development, and cloud computing. As for this year, Bangkit 2021 graduated as many as 2,250 students from 250 universities who have completed course material for one semester, which is equivalent to 20 credits of lectures. From the Bangkit 2021 program, 15 pilot projects were obtained. Of the 15 projects, 3 were selected to introduce their projects at the Bangkit 2021 graduation ceremony. The 3 were Bacara, Buangin, and Kaki Keenam. Of the 3 platforms that are expected to become flagship startups in the future, all rely on machine learning, mobile development, and cloud computing technologies, which are fully studied in the Bangkit 2021 program. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Kita teman dekat.
sudah saling percaya. Cerita tentang kamu sudah menjadi makananku. Putus lagi, nyambung lagi, ribut lagi, baik lagi. Kau menangis di pundakku, dipelukanku. Maafkan aku jadi suka salah kamu. Awalnya curhat, lama-lama ku cemburu. Maafkan aku yang mengharapkan cintamu. Bila belum saatnya, ku sabar menunggu. Bila masih bersama, tunggu kau putus.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present you a keroncong song entitled Tanam Padi, to be sung by Yeni Arbian. The song Tanam Padi was composed by S. Padimin, which is in the album of Juara Keroncong Mahasiswa 85 until 86. The song describes the fertile land of Indonesia with expansive rice fields. Well, listener, here is Yeni Arbian with the keroncong entitled Tanam Padi. Enjoy!
Ooh.
Rakyat adil makmur.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Jelas miliki sesuatu, namun entah hati masih meragu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.